Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tarpon Investimentos' third quarter 2010 earnings results conference call. Thank you for standing by. Today's live webcast and presentation may be accessed through Tarpon's website at www.ccall.com.br/tarpon. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Tarpon's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that this presentation may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Tarpon management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Eduardo Mufarrege, Tarpon's Investor Relations Officer. You may now begin, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for attending this call. Since this is a quarter without much news on the business side as well as on the corporate side, I'd like to move straight to page one, where we talk about the quarter highlights. As you can see, assets under management amounted to 5.6 billion reais at the end of the third quarter. That's an increase of over 61% relative to the third quarter of 2009. In terms of performance, our funds and managed accounts posted positive absolute returns in the quarter, contributing to good results for the year. Until the end of September, our long-only strategy posted roughly 29% return in Brazilian reais versus a result of 1.2% of the Brazilian index, the Bovespa, also in Brazilian reais. Operating revenues amounted to 35.4 million reais, and that's nearly four times higher than the amount earned in the third quarter of 2009. Net income in the third quarter was 25.3 million reais. As usual, we'll cover these topics in more detail in the next slides. Now I'd like to move to page three, where we can find our assets under management composition. As usual, it's important to highlight that our assets under management come from very long-standing clients, and we have, thankfully, a very aligned and qualified investor base comprised of endowments, foundations, sovereign wealth funds, pension funds, that gives us the necessary reliability in pursuing the best investment opportunities in the long run. On top of that, 17% is proprietary capital, which also enables us to have the calmness to operate in a volatile environment when volatile. As indicated in the chart of the page, on page three, as I already said, our AUM reached 5.6 billion reais. That's nearly a 13% increase over the previous quarter, and relative to 2009, that's a growth of 61%. As you can see in the chart in the bottom of the page, you can find the AUM growth breakdown by performance gains and net inflows. And as you may see, during the third quarter, the AUM growth in connection to performance gains corresponded to 557 million reais, while the net inflows was equivalent to roughly 90 million reais, 89 to be precise. To sum up, during the nine months of the year, there was an increase of nearly 1.7 billion reais in the assets under management, being the majority explained by increase from performance gains, about 1 billion, and 660 million from net inflows. Now moving to the next page, as you may know, and very briefly, our investment activities are conducted under three vehicle formats. The long-only equity strategy, which is exclusively public investments. The hybrid equity strategy, which does public and private investments, and the co-investment strategy, which was launched during the beginning of this year and comprises primarily co-investments in specific opportunities in both public and the private side. Now I'd like to ask you to move to page 5. As you can see in the chart in the left-hand side of the page, we present the assets under management breakdown by investment strategy and also the respective amount of called and uncalled capital. As you can see, the total amount of uncalled capital totals nearly 500 million reais, precisely 488 million. At the end of the quarter, the amount of capital that was in the co-investment category and that excludes the Tarpon Special Opportunities Fund amounted to 200 million reais. And it's important to say that we hope to, in the future, strengthen the co-investment commitments on the Tarpon Special Opportunities Fund. As of September 2010, the UM of this vehicle amounted to 499 million reais, out of which 233 million was committed but uncalled, but we're experiencing new inflows in this fund towards the fourth quarter. In the chart on the right-hand side of the page, we can see assets under management breakdown by public and private equity investments. As of September 30th, the exposure corresponded to public equities corresponded to the vast majority, or 90% of the invested capital, while private equity investments at fair value corresponded to 10%. If you put them at market value, they would be probably substantially higher than that. It's also important to say that given the current market conditions, we expect that our private equity investments pipeline should expand relative to the public equity. So during the upcoming quarters, we may see probably more private investments rather than pure public equities, as it is the case today. Now I'd like to ask you to move to page 7 when we talk about the fund's performance. During the third quarter, the long-only strategy posted net returns of 11.4% in Brazilian reais and 16.5% in dollar terms. From January to September of this year, the accumulated returns for this strategy were in Brazilian reais 28.8% and 30% in dollar terms, while the hybrid strategy posted net returns of 20.8% in US dollars during the quarter, accumulating a net positive performance of 36.1% from January to September 2010. We're not stock market sensitive, index sensitive, and so forth, but just to illustrate, during the year of 2010, the Ibovespa and IBX posted respectively 1.2% and 0.8% performance. So this was a year of strong outperformance from our funds relative to the market indexes. So now moving to the financial part, and as you can see on page 8, we present our operating revenues. Management fees are charged on a monthly or quarterly basis, depending on the amount of called capital. During the third quarter of 2010, revenues related to management fees amounted to 13.8 million reais. That's 48% higher than the same period of 2009. The year-over-year better results are pretty much a reflection of the growth in assets under management. Now talking about performance fee revenues, this quarter we're glad to present strong results since nearly 99% of Tarpon's net asset value was above high watermarks. And in the case of performance fees, they are collected based on the performance of the funds when a certain hurdle rate is surpassed, and they are collected on distinct dates of the year depending on the characteristics of the funds. So in the third quarter alone, we had performance fee revenues of 21.6 million reais compared to zero in the same period of 2009. And for the year of 2010, total revenues reached 153.2 million reais in performance fees relative to 11.6 million for the same period of 2009. In addition, as of September 30th, 2010, the uncollected performance fees amounted to 101 million reais, and this amount is based on the net asset value of the funds that were above the high water mark at such date. It's important, however, to highlight that this amount is for illustrative purposes only, as it is impossible for us to predict the fund's performance. This potential amount may go higher or may go to zero depending on the performance of the funds in the upcoming quarters. Now moving to page 10, total operating revenues amounted to 35.4 million, an amount of four times higher than the third quarter of 2009. And from January to September of 2010, total operating revenues amounted to 192.6 million against 30.9 million in the same period of 2009. On the next page, we can see operating revenues segregated by recurring and non-recurring expenses. Total operating expenses amounted to 5.4 million during the third quarter, with an operating margin of 84%. From January to September 2010, total operating expenses amounted to 33.2 million with an operating margin of 82%. The recurring portion of operating expenses is comprised of general administrative expenses and payroll expenses. The non-recurring portion of operating expenses includes variable compensation, which is distributed on a same semi-annual basis, and the provision of our stock option plan. From January to September 2010, the non-recurring operating expenses amounted to 22.7 million, with variable compensation expenses accounting for 17.2 million. Stock option provision for the 9 months of 2010, which has no cash impact, amounted to 5.5 million. Now moving to page 12, net income in the third quarter of 2010 amounted to 25.2 million. That's equivalent to 61 cents of a real per share. It's a net margin of 75%, and net income increased relative to the same period of 2009, 223%. Just a quick comment, as some of you may have doubts as far as dividends. We have a dividend policy to distribute every 6 months. So during for the third quarter, there will be no dividend distribution, and we expect to have it effective during the first quarter of next year. From January to September 2010, net income amounted to 130 million reais. That's, as you can see, a substantial increase over the same period of 2009. Well, in the last page, 13, we have some details of our shares performance. During this year, our shares have been up about 40%. That's consistent with the performance of our funds. And it was a good outperformance relative to the Ibovespa. So now I'd like to open the floor for questions that you may have.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. Our first question comes from Mr. Jonathan Briugraf from Equinox.
Hi, hi, Eduardo. I just had one question about the tax rate. It looks like it was 15% in the quarter. Can you explain your expectations for the tax rate, in the fourth quarter and then in 2011? Is it going to increase from these levels, or is this the is this what we should be expecting going forward?
Hi, Jonathan. It's the tax levels that we have for this year are going to change substantially relative to the upcoming year. That's because we, as our revenues have surpassed a certain level, we change our tax regime in Brazil. So during 2011, you should expect the tax rate higher than 15, probably twice as that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
My pleasure.
Again, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eduardo Mufarrej to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, I'd like to thank you all for participating on this call. If you have any follow-up questions, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you very much.
That does conclude the Tarpon Investimentos third quarter 2010 earnings results conference call. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.